You're listening to The Merlin on Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Hi, and welcome to another journey with one of the cards, here with me, The Merlin, on Cauldron FM. Yesterday's journey was done with the card The Empress, and this was an interesting journey, exceedingly interesting. And the first thing that happened as I started to go into the meditation itself, before I even got to the staircase, there were a lot of faces of people that were sort of appearing before my eyes. There was an old man who had a very, very long white beard. There were lots of women, there was animals, children, lots and lots of people. Eventually I came to the staircase and climbed up the stone stairs, approached the doorway. The doorway had the card of the Empress on it. I went through the door and stepped into a cornfield. And as I sort of walked through the cornfield, I was aware that the Empress, the lady on the card, was sitting in the middle of the field on a very ornate gold and red velvet throne. I approached her, and as I got into the space where she was sitting, I turned to look around, and it was incredible because there were all these insects of some description, I don't know what they were, and they were rising up out of the corn and just flying away. And there was a massive heat haze just all around her, and you couldn't see beyond this heat haze. Everything was distorted if you looked through it, away from where she was. I tried to talk to her, but it just wasn't happening. I was just getting impressions and thoughts. I was aware of another image that was in my head, which was gold bars in a cupboard. Lots and lots of gold bars. There were trees. Various words came into my mind. Things like beautiful, resourceful, calm, fruitful, sultry. And I was also prompted to see them, or to say the many faces of women. And as I looked more closely at the lady, I realised that she was wearing a very plain dress, but that dress had a pattern of fruit on it. I wasn't certain whether they were strawberries, whether they were apples, or mangoes, or whatever they were. Just no idea at all. And there was no conversation, though. It was all impressions. Very impression of a very tender, very loving lady, but a lady who was not to be trifled with either, that she could present all these different faces. I was just perplexed by it. I really can't describe it, apart from that this lady is a very powerful lady, and people are in awe of her. She generates a lot of energy. So that's really all I can tell you. I just knew instinctively that it was time to leave, and I sort of said goodbye. Away parted through this heat haze and through this meadow of corn, and suddenly I was back at the top of the stairs. As I turned to look again, the image was gone. So what do I think of the result of it? Well, I think that it reinforces the fact that in my particular life, I have possibly a need to surround myself, particularly in business, with extremely resourceful women. It's the women that are the real movers and shakers. And given the way that I see this business of mine going, I think that women are going to be extremely important to driving it forwards, and that they will become the resourceful people that I need. So all in all, quite a perplexing journey, and one that hasn't really come up with a crystal clear, this is what this card is all about. So it's a series of impressions, and I think that one of the things is it's resourcefulness, there are many facets to women, and that these women are a great importance in my life. So until the next time, I hope you've enjoyed listening to this. I'll speak to you very, very soon. I'm The Merlin, this is Cauldron FM, and thank you very much for listening. Blessed be.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.